Okay. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Dal and Bava Kama. We're going to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, about six lines from the bottom, some Kufa. Big daf today. Today's cheer is daf sponsored by the Norensberg family. Seifa Nishmas Moshe Dov Bashmuel Pinchas. Bed Moshe Dov Bashmuel Pinchas. The Shamash and Havan Aliyah. Gufa. Okay. It's going back to what we said before. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Dina de Machlusa Dina, that the law of the land is the land. And the Rabbi who's quoted in the Nemuka Yosef points out that it's Dina de Machlusa, not Dina de Malchus. Meaning it has to be the law of the land, not necessarily the law of the king. The king can't make arbitrary laws. It has to be real, laws. It can't just be any punishment or ex post facto, type laws. So Dina de Machlusa Dina. Amar Rava. Rava says, I'm going to prove to you that it has to be the case. Teda, that's the din. De katli dikli, because it's a law of the land that the government comes around, chops down the trees, even though the owners don't agree. It's constant, like eminent domain over here. The gashri gishri, and they make from these trees bridges, v'avrin and alayu, and we all use them. We all walk across these bridges. How would it be mutter for us to mistamish with the bridges? That would be gezel. It would be gezel of the bialim, and we can't use gazelle. So it's muchach. You see from here that it's alpidin, that the malchus is allowed to do this. And Amalei Abayis, so Abayis says to Rabba, wait a second, maybe it's not because of the malchus of the but Dilma Mishun de Yush Luhumina Marayu, maybe because the Bailam and the Snai have Yeush. They have Yeush, and therefore what? So Yeush doesn't work. So it's a machlokus Abayis is saying here it's Yeush Kedi Kone, or maybe Abayis is saying that Yeush plus the Shinoi Rishus into being used by the Rishus Harabim constitutes now makes it enough of a change in order for it to be kone. It'd be yeish plus the shino rishus. But the Rashi says there's no shino rishus because it doesn't change the rishus. It's just used by the rishus harabim. Anyway, so let's just learn that it's yeish to shino rishus, and therefore mishum de yeish leminu marayu, and therefore that's why you can use it. Nothing to do with dina machlus dina. So amarle ilo dina machlus dina hechem yeish. Had it not been for the case for the not been for dina machlus dina, how would the yeish by itself work? Yeish by itself doesn't work. You need a Shina Rishus, right? The Shina Rishus Yeish doesn't work by itself. You would need a Shina Rishus, and Shina Rishus you wouldn't have because it only goes to Rishus Arabim. And even Shina Hashem you don't have here because it's still considered wood, I guess you could point out. So it must be because the reason why you're allowed to use it is because the Dina Machlus Dina, they have this power to take the trees. And therefore, since you're allowed to use it, it must be because of Dina Machlus Dina. So Gemara says, wait a second. Even if Dina the Machlus is Dina, how can we do it here? This isn't fair. He didn't do in this case. I don't know where the Gemara is getting this, but Gemara is saying that the choppers didn't do what the law of the land really was. Why? Because Malka Amar Zilu Vekitlu Mikol Bagi. The king said, go and chop down trees from everybody in the valley. In other words, don't just take it from one person. Spread it out from everybody. Make a tax across the board. They knew Azul Bekatlu Mechad Baga, and they only went. They did it from one. They're supposed to get it from all the valleys, and he only chopped it down from one valley. Because why? Because he Velash Lucha Demalka Kimalka. Oh no, sorry. Azul Bekatlu Mechad Baga. Therefore, he didn't do what the king did. Therefore, it's Gezel. He's only taking it from one valley. He should have taken it from all the valleys. He's being lazy, just taking it from one. The Gemara says, no, Shlucha de Malka Kamalka, the Shlucha and Melech are like the Melech. And Dvar Moshe proves from here that Goyim have Shluchas for each other. So Shlucha de Malka Kamalka, below Torach. And he didn't want to be Torach. Rather, what does he do? He takes it from one place. And this guy, the members of this valley, they have to go to everybody else and collect what, and get paid back. Let's say I'm in Valley A, and he only collected from Valley A, so the people from Valley A should go to people in Valley B, C, D, and E, and collect their amount from them. But the king doesn't have to specifically go. He levies the tax on all of them, he takes it from who he wants, and you have to get paid back from the other people. Okay, so Amar Rava says, Man de Mishkachach Bevedori. Let's say you have shutvin, right, in the property, okay? You have shutvin in a property, and it came out to collect tax from that field. But one shutof already took all of his produce out of the field. So there's one poor guy left with holding the bag. He's left holding the bag. So man shachat the beidari para minasa demalka. He has to pay the entire tax from his portion, and then he'll get paid back from everybody else. But honey, that's all about shutofa. That's only if you have shutvin in the karka. Aval arisa, let's say a arisa, like the sharecropper. He doesn't actually own the property. He just works the field and gets a portion of it, but the field isn't really his, so the tax isn't his either. So aval arisa, arisuse hudekamapik. He only pays the tax based on, he only pays his tax on what he's supposed to pay, I guess sort of his income tax, based on his produce, but he doesn't have to pay from his produce the tax of the owners of the land. That's the, if he does, and that's not, I guess that's not considered Din of the Mahusa. The Gaboyim, right, the Gaboyim are allowed to take, let's say I haven't paid the tax, so they're allowed to take a mashkon from you, to, and then therefore I would have to pay you back or something like that. They'll take a mashkon from A to cover the tax for B. That's only when it comes to like a tax on the payros, vicharga, or the head tax, the haishata of this year. They only can do it for this year, so, you know, for tax year 2008 that just finished. Aval shata the chalif, but the year that passed from the previous year, ho vipayis maka chilaf chalif. I'm not sure exactly how you learn it, but maybe because last year it already passed, and the thing you're saying, I saw somewhere that I think the easiest way to say it is the Russian sheet of Gubetta says last year already passed, and the king says you only have power to collect from this year. You can't collect from last year's taxes. The rule is you can't be take a mashko from B over to A's taxes from the previous year. Yeah, you can. Then also, he brings down the Russian. That's how I learned it to start with. So I think the other way you can say it is that since the Gabai is collecting for the king, so the Gabai can't collect. What happens? The Gabai takes gets the money from the king. He sells it X amount. He gets the money from the king, and then he goes and collects it. So if he didn't collect last year, the king was already mochel on it. Okay. The Amar Rava, and Rava says, "Hani d'dayre dori." Okay, these shepherds, I guess, that have their behemos that are used for zivol. They're used to fertilize the lands. Besochat chum, if they have these guy shepherds, if they have their flocks within the city limits, asur likach mehen. You're not allowed to buy the animals from them. My time, what's the reason? Mishum de marava chay vasa de masa. Because you have to be choshes that maybe in this area, maybe there was a mixture, maybe mixed in behemos shel Yehudim. Jewish behemos got mixed in, right? And that would be gezel, because they just got mixed in, and now you're buying from the goy animals that the goy stole from a Jew, right? But chutz l'tchum, but if it's from outside of the city limits, mutal likachem. Then at that point you're allowed to buy the behemoths from them, because you're not being cautious that the animals of the Jew went all the way out into the outside of the tchum. Amar Ravina, im hayubali miradfin acharayim. But if the Jewish owners are chasing after the Goyish owners, even though it's outside of the chum, afilu chutz l'chum aser. Then you can't even buy it from outside of the chum, because we have raglayim l'davar that maybe a stolen Jewish animal got mixed up into this flock. Okay, machriz Rava. Rava made a hachraza. He said the isema, and some say Rav Huna, that it was Rav Huna who said this. The sakan lele, both those people who come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, ude nachtin lisata, and those who go down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you should know this din, that Haibar Yisrael, a Ben Yisrael, the Yada Sadusa Lekusi, who knows testimony on behalf of a guy. I'm sure Kusi, maybe it was guy, there's a lot of censor issues going on here. The next three words, it's like the third to last line on the base. The last three words, Lo Tavu Mine, is taken out by the Gra. Okay, so he knows, let's learn like the Gra. He says, Ben Yisrael, who knows testimony for a Kusi, V'azil V'asil Le'bedina de Kusi Yisrael Chaver, and he goes, he testifies on behalf of the guy against his fellow Jew, Misham Tinan Le, we put him in Chayrim. My time, and what's the reason why we put him in Chayrim? The Inhu, because the Goyim, Matki Mamona, Apuma Dechad, they take out money based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. And you know, we know that testimony with one witness is not enough, because it says, Lo Yokum Echad Be'ish, it's Al Pi'e Shnai made him Yokum Dover. But the Gemara qualifies this, but Lo Amaram, we only said this El Echad, only if he's been testifying by himself. Aval Betray, let's say there are two Jews who know the testimony on behalf. All this has to be qualified with the Kiddush Hashem issue that we've been talking about. I think nowadays you get a subpoena to court. There's the Din of Mahusa issue that comes in, I guess, if the two of you and there's Kiddush Hashem issues that are involved. Also, that's a shaila that you really have to ask. So, v'lo amar ela b'chad, that's only when you have one guy testify by himself. About betray, if there are two people testify, well, then there's no isser to testify. But the chad nami lo amar, and we also didn't say the rule that one gets nidoy if he testifies by himself. Ela b'dinei de megista, only by the din of the villages, that they don't know how to the courts are. You know, the rural courts, you know, the people don't like when you make those judges don't like when you say that their courts are, you know, rural. The rural courts, because they don't know the real din, and they believe one over two, they don't do it right, Ava Bei Davar, but in the real courts, in the Supreme Courts, then even one's allowed to testify. The Inunami Chadam Masa Sadule, because they also look for more plausible. They look for more testimony than just one witness. They need more evidence. They're not going to judge the case based on just one. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Ki avinam bei Rav Huna, when I learned in the yeshiva, Rav Huna, Iboy Lam, we had a suffix. Adam Choshev, the Samche Lai Kebei Tre. You have a really, really, you know, Chavetz Chaim type person who's believed like, he's believed like one. Everyone thinks he's a big gadol, and they believe him like he's two Adim. So now there's a suffix. Maybe Makima Monapume, maybe even the courts will remove money based on his testimony alone. Below Yibaili Lasud, and therefore he shouldn't testify against his friend because he's going to be one, and the courts are going to take the money out just based on one. Odil Makeva, the Adam Choshev, who lo machim stamit lay, maybe because he's such an Adam Choshev, he can't run away from the subpoena. Everyone's going to know what's going on. I think that's focusing on the Kiddush Hashem issue, or the Chilul Hashem issue, umachi lasude, and therefore he should testify. Teku, Tishbi Tarek Kushos, Yom Bios. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Hai Bar Yisrael, the Zabin Le Ara Le Ove Kochavim. You have a Metzra de Bar Yisrael Chavre Mishamtin Le. A guy owns property next to his friend, and he sells the field to a guy, instead of selling it to his Jewish neighbor. Right? So it appears that he violates the din of Bar Metzra. Right? Mishamtin Le, we put him in Chavrim. So the Gemara says, my time, maybe it's because he violated the din of Bar Metzra. The din of Bar Metzra is, you own a field next to somebody else. The buyer, the neighbor has the right of first refusal. So my time, my name, Mishum Din the Bar Metzra. If it's because of the Bar Metzra, Mar, it can't be. Mar said that Zavin may obey Kachavim, the Zavin li obey Kachavim, leka Mishum Din the Bar Metzra. The Din the Bar Metzra doesn't apply if the purchaser's a guy or if the seller's a guy. Doesn't apply. Why? Because we say the Din. If the seller's a guy, it obviously doesn't apply because he doesn't have a din of bar metzra. If the purchaser's a guy, why isn't it a din of bar metzra? So they explain in the Bava Metzia that the din of bar metzra doesn't apply to, it's not a din on the seller. It's a din on the purchaser. The purchaser should say, oh, don't sell to me, you should sell to your neighbor first. It's not, the Asisa Yashav Ritov is on the purchaser. He should remove himself and not buy it until the neighbor has the opportunity. But it's not on the seller that he has to. Right? Because if it is on the seller, then, he'll never be able to sell his field at a good price. Oh, you can't sell it to him, you can sell it to me. So that's how that works. So you say Eladar Minonle, the reason why he's put in Nidoy, because the neighbor who's now left with the Gaish neighbor, could say the Arminonle arbisli ara amitsara. You left a lion on my field. So they say because they have the whole Hilchos Shchenin, the second parak of Bava Basra, that the guy's not gonna be, and even the first parak, the guy's not gonna be makbid on, has a griya and all these things. So we say, Mishamtinale, we put the seller in Nidoy, adikabulai kol unsu da osu mechamate, until he writes some sort of shtar that says any type of damage that's gonna come up to you from his guy's neighbor, I'll be responsible and pay for. Better, I guess there's, you know, that's like an open-ended, unlimited liability you have over there to indemnify him against all the damage that's caused by the guy. So maybe it's best not to make the sale. Okay. Next. So it says, Ad the Kabbal Alay. Tosos points out, he brings out a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Hainu Dafak Yisro, Rotsa Litain Lo Kamosha, Nosin Lo Akam. There's no reason that you have to lose money. It's only if the Jewish neighbor wants to pay you as much as the guy is willing to pay you. You don't have to lose money off the deal. This famous story, a guy walks up to someone and says, I understand, why don't you use Yankel the tailor? He goes, well, you know, why are you going to Joe? He goes, I like Joe. Yankel the tailor is a little more expensive. I don't want to use the money. So he goes, but Yankel, it's a Yid. He goes, I'm a Yid too. You don't have to lose money, according to Rabbi Yonatan. You don't have to lose money. But in the Shito Kobetis from Rabbi Yonatan's son, he says that even if, what? Doesn't say that for it. He says the opposite for it. He says as long as the Jews are willing to give you a good market price, it doesn't have to be exactly the same amount as the guy. He limits you don't have to make the exact amount. You just can't have to be losing money. Okay. Well, you don't like that for it. Okay. My grandfather loves to say that one. Nutlum Mishnah says now. Okay. This Mishnah talking about other cases. Mishnah I think is confusing now because it talks about Yeish by itself being Kona, Yeish not being Kona. We'll just try to move through it. All these dafim are huge, and if we want to make the seam on Sunday, we got to move. So Nutlu Moksin, okay, the tax collectors came, and these are tax collectors that don't have the proper authority. They came and they took it lo al pi chokam malchus, right? So everything in their hands is becheskas gazel, right? So Nutlu Moksin is chamaro. They took your donkey, the nashlo chamor acher, and they gave you another donkey. Okay, they gave you, I don't know what the Balamor says. They made a mistake. They thought they gave you back yours, but instead they gave you back a different one of higher value. They gave you one. They switched one for another, and also not listem. The Gazlonim came and they took esksuso venoslokus sus. They took your clothing and they gave you something else. Hare elu shalom. The guy, it belongs to you now. Why? Mipnei shabaylim es yashemahem. Because mistama, the Bailam Arishonim were Mitzayish. And therefore you have the Yeish and the Shinui Rishus when it comes back to you. That's how Rashi seems to apply. And here's a case of Yeish and Shinui Rishus. There's a whole tumult amongst the Rishonim. We'll just learn according to Rashi that it's Yeish and Shinui Rishus over here. Next case. Hamatzil min hanahar o min hagayis. You see some sort of chifetz that's floating down the river, or you pull it away from the oncoming soldiers, right? Omen alistim, or you take it back from the listim who stole it. Im nisyayishu abalam. Here the Mishnah says that you have to figure out whether it was abalam. The Reisha seems to say mustamer, there's yeish. The Seifa seems to say you have to know for sure whether or not there was yeish. Im nisyayishu abalam harayu shalo. Then it becomes yours. But obviously, if there's no yeish, then it's not yours. Which is an inherent steer, I think, to the Reisha. I think Rashi points out that case, that he says, Rashi, second Rashi after the Mishnah, in the Shayashu Abaylim, the Shaminan the Yayish, the Amr Vaili Chisaron Kis, have al Stamalo, and he says, Vakasha list in the Seifa, I'll list in the Reisha. Right? There's an implicit contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha says that it's Mistama, there's the Yayish. The Seifa says you have to know for sure whether or not there's Yayish. Okay. No, the guy who finds it. Right. He sees. I see the listim took. The listim took that object is stolen. I see the listim took it. I take it from them. So they say, if we know that the first guy in the safe, if we know that the original owner has the yeish, so his yeish plus the shina rishus from the goslin to me, it becomes mine. I see the thing floating down the river. If there's yeish, I can pick it up and take it. No, that's the first case. No, that's the first case. The second case these are different cases. The Nasan Chamor Acher is the case where Reisha there says the Mustama is Yeish. If he gives me the other Chamor, it's mine because there was Yeish of the original owner plus the Shina Rishus into mine. I get it. Yeish and Shina Rishus. That's what it is. Two different cases. Our next case, third case. V'chein Nechil Shel Dvorim. You have like a beehive, a whole bunch of bees that I guess they flew from one field to the other field. In this yashu harayil shlo. If you know that the original owner of the bees had yayush, then it belongs to, and you take it, then it belongs to you. I'm not sure where the shina rishus is over there, but it was just yayush. And the Gemara is going to ask what's the chiddush here. So Amar of Yochanan ben Broka, the Mishnah brings another and more halachas how it comes about the nechil of devorim. Amar of Yochanan ben Broka, nemenes isha okata lomer mikan yotzin nechil zeh. They're believed to say, even an isha okata is believed to say where the group of bees came from. How does he translate nechil? A swarm, okay. Umahalech besoch stechavero lahatzlas nechilo, right? You can go into your friend's field in order to take the swarm back. Vim hizik, and if you damage your friend's field while walking in, then misharim masha hizik. You have to pay. I mean, you have to pay for what you did with the damage that you did. Avalo yakot sesocho. You can't knock down the branches of your friend. Amanas litain esadam in order to pay and say, oh, I'm knocking it down to get my swarm back in order to, and I'll pay you back. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochan ben Broka, Omer, he says, the son says, Af kotzes ben Osher ben Damim. You can even chop it down, because that's one of the Tanai Beistin. We saw that previously, that we said 10 things Yeshua said, and other people have had other issues. One of them was that you can knock down your friend's tree in order to get back your stuff as long as you pay for it. Okay, so Tana, in a Braisa we learned, according to Rashi, this is the Braisa is cholik on our Mishnah. And since we're learning like Rashi, that's how we're going to learn. Tana, im natal, if the moches or the listim took a chamor, then machshir labayim arishonim. Not like our Mishnah says, "Mestama there's yeish," and you get the other one. You have to give it back. You have to give it back to the original owner. Why? Because he says, "Kasaber yeish kedi lo kane." He says that yeish by itself isn't kone. I don't understand how that's yeish kedi. We have yeish and shina rishus according to Rashi. I don't understand the line. I just don't understand the line of the Gemara. It's not yeish kedi. Rashi says yeish kedi. I don't understand. Okay. He says here that I guess maybe the yeish doesn't work because it's be'isr. I don't know. So mitchila, the thing came to the second guy, be'isr. The ikud, so that according to that, there's a cholik on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that you can keep it. But ikud army, some say, no, the Bryce is not cholik on our Mishnah. It means if the guy's a chassid, and he doesn't want to use the chayfetz, because it came to him via gzela, so if he wants to return the item, then yaksi labayim arishonim. He should return it back to the original owner, he shouldn't return it to the goslin. My taima, what's the reason, why does he not have to return him Ikar Din, because Yesh Kedi Kona, because Yesh by itself was Kona, but it's not Yesh Kedi, it's Yesh Nishina Rishus. I don't understand this. Mihu, however, Im Amar, I Epshi, Mamo, Shayna Shli, but if he says, I don't want to take this Mamo because it came about by Gazela, Shayna Shli, Maxi Labayan Rishonim. I have to return it to the original, owners. I don't return it to the Goslin. So the Rishonim will talk about it, that brings down the notes here that even though there is Yeish Rishus, even though there is Shina Rishus, this time holds that Yeish is not Kone even with Shina Rishus. But then it's not Yeish Kedi. It doesn't fit into the language. It did bother me. This line of the Gemara bothers me. Okay, the Mishnah says, Hare Elu Shalo, these belong to him because Mipnei Shabailim is Yashim Hem, because we assume there's Yeish. So Rashi seems to hear that this is what the Gemara is doing over here is asking about the implicit steer between the Reish and Sefer. Summer of Ashi Lo Shanu, we don't say that Mistama there's Yeush Lo Shanu El Listim Obe Kochavim. Only if it's Gaisha Glistim that took it from him. Aval Listim Yisrael, but if it's Listim Yisrael, then there's no Yeush. You can't assume that there's Yeush, because Saba Lemachar Nikdina Le Bedina. Tomorrow I'll go to Beis Din and I'll get it back. Maski play Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, Adarabba. It's the other way around. Ibcha Mistabra. It's Mistabra do the other way around. That if it's stolen by a Jew, then Mistama there's Yeish. If it's stolen by a guy, then Mistama there's no Yeish. Why? Abba Ovid, Echochavim, the Dine Begesi, they have real koach in their courts. If there's a judgment, you know, the repo man's gonna come. So their courts have real teeth. So therefore, Alomi Yeish. I'm not gonna have Yeish. I'm gonna take you to court and there's gonna be a judgment and I'll get it back. But Yisrael came into Amri Meimar. But like we have now, just the Betei Dinam, what do? They give their psak. They don't really have authority or power to do anything. They don't have to go after you, right? Yisrael came in the Ami Meimar Miyosh. He's going to have Yesh. So even if I win the case, I'm not going to get it back. So Ella, so if that's the case, so Eli Itmar, if you're going to make the chiluk of Rav Asi made a chiluk between Listim Goyim and Listim Yisrael, make that chiluk of the Seifa tomorrow. Put it on the Seifa. Because the Seifa said, Hamatzil mina Ovei Kachavim mina Listim, you save it from the Ovei Kachavim, or you save it from the Listim, in the Shayosh Yabayalim, in. If there's Yeush, in. So it's Mashma Stama, lo. If there's only Stam, you don't know for sure, then there's no Yeush. Rav Ashi says, Lo Shanu Elav Ovei Kachavim. That's only from an Ovei Kachavim. Mishum the Dayani Begeti, because they have big koach in the court. Avul Listim Yisrael, Kavin the Amri Meimar, right? Since they only say it, then we could say Miyayish. So it only says, the Sefer is saying that you only have to know for sure whether there's Yeush or not if it's Listim Goyim. If it's a Listim Yisrael, then it's the same thing as the Reishon. Mistama, there was Yeush. Okay. Now they bring down a Machlokas Tanaim, whether there's Yeush by a Stam Geneva or a Stam Gzela, right? Gzela is by force, Geneva is not by force, but that's the basic definition that we'll use. Whether the Stam Gzela or Stam Geneva is Yeush. So it's not Hasam. We learn in a Mishnah at Meseches Kalim, and we saw this Mishnah before. I think we saw it in the 7th Perek. Okay, in order for Kalim to be Mekabel Tumah, there had to be a Gemar Melachton. There had to be a viable Kali, and the Bialim had to say, I'm finished working on this Kali. This Kali is done. That's the Gemar Melacha. So now, the Machshava can, now Machshava finishes the Kli, and now it could be Mekabel Tumah. So, Oro Shel Bala Bias, right? You have these hides of the Bala Bias that they haven't been made into shoes yet. They're just these hides. But Machshava Mitamason, if the Bala Bias, the owner says, you know what, I want these to be as is, they want them to be as mats or something like that, then now they become a Kli, and they're Mekabel Tumah. But shall Avdon, but of the tanner, if he has these things, and they're left as the hides, ain't Machshav Mitamasan. His Machshav, to say they're finished, is not Mitam. And then why? Because if a guy walks in the store and says, you know what, leather tanner, make a pair of sandals or shoes out of this for me, he's going to do it. So his das is not to complete the Malacha now. He'll complete the Malacha when the customer comes in to complete the Malacha. Okay. So the Gemara then continues. Shel Gazlon, the hides of the Gazlon, ain't Machshav Mitamasan. His Machshav is not Mitami them. Because they're not his. And since we're in a stam, over here you see that from a Gazlan stama, there's no Yeush, they're not his, therefore, his Machshava can't be mitamadem. But Vishal Ganov, but if it's a Ganov who has these hides, Machshava mitamason, his Machshava is mitamahim, because we're in a stam, there's Yeush Bailim. I don't understand, but Yeush, we say Yeush Kedi doesn't work. So what's the other thing? If he's saying it's a Shinui Maisa, then Shinui works. What's the Yeush combining with over here in this Mishnah to make it belong to the Ganav? Unless you're saying this... Yes, and that's a Shina Maisa. You don't need Yeish with a Shina Maisa. Shina Maisa by itself works. Yeish by itself does not work. It only works with a Shina Rishus. What's the extra impetus here besides the Yeish? Unless I'm misunderstanding the Mishnah. But Rabbi Shimon says the other way. Or maybe this Mishnah holds that Yeish by itself does work. That was a machlokas. So maybe he holds it does work. Rabbi Shimon on there. Rabbi Shimon says, Chiluf Tavarim. It's the other way around. Shel Gazlan Machshavah Matamasan. If it's a Gazlan, his Machshavah does make it Tamei. Because Gazlan, it's his. Mestama, there was Yeish. But Shel Ganav, Ein Machshavah Matamasan. Lepi Shalom, Siyai Shalom Bailam. So, see the machlokas, whether or not there's Stam Yeish, that Stam Gazlan or Stam Ganav has Yeish. Rabbi Shimon says that by Ganav there's Yeish. Gazlan is Yeish, and the Chachamim say that it's by a Ganav. Sorry, the other way around. No, yeah, it's by a Ganav. So Amr Ula. So Ula says, Machlokas, the Machlokas of Shimon Chachamim is only Bistam, only if we don't know for sure. Aval B'Yadua, how we know for sure that there was Yeish? Divrei Kol Yeish Kone. Everyone holds that Yeish, I guess they're saying, everyone here holds that Yeish Kedi is Kone. But Rabba Amar, Rabba says, B'Yadua, even if we know for sure that one says that he was Mesiyayish, Nami Machlokas. We still have the Machlokas here, because even the guy says, let's just say according to Chachamim, who says that by the Gazlon, there's no Yeish. So even if I say I'm Mesiyayish, by the Gazlon, I really am not Mesiyayish, according to Rabba. So Amalei Abai LaRabba, Abai says to Rabba, Lo Tiflok Alei De'Ula. Don't be cholik on Ula, because Ula has a raya from our Mishnah. Ula says that if by Stam, there's no Machlokas, by Yadua, there's no Machlokas. So Amalei Abai LaRabba, Lo Tiflok Alei De'Ula, Ditznam in Masnisen, because it says in our Mishnah, Kavasei, our Mishnah holds like him. Because the Mishnah said, what was the Mishnah case? It says, Lefisha Lonis Yaishu HaBailam, right? Where was that? Where was that in the Mishnah? I don't know where that is in the Mishnah. Oh, no, in this Mishnah itself, this Mishnah that we brought down, in Maseches Kalim, right? It says, Lefi Shalonis Yaishu HaBailim, which is Mashma, that Dafka Delonis Yaishu HaBailim, Aval Nis Yaishu HaBailim, Hare'il Shalom. If Mashma, if there was Yeish, it would belong to him. So that's like, so if there's clear Yeish, it is no Machlokas. So Amalei, Rabbi says to Abai, no, I reinterpret the Mishnah. He says, Anan lefisha in yeish lebailim. I hold that the Mishnah says, lefisha in yeish lebailim asnisim la. That's how mefarish the Mishnah, that the bailim are not misyayish. Even if they say there's yeish, they are not misyayish. So that's how he reinterprets. Okay. So now they're going to try to bring a raya from Ula from our Mishnah. Oh, that's where I got confused. Okay. Tznan. Our Mishnah says, Natnul moksim chamor, right? The moksim took his chamor, or Natnul listim eskususo, and if he gave him a different one, they belong to him. So now a moches, he was saying, is a gazlan, because he takes it with strength, he comes with strength, and listim, we're saying they're a ganav, maybe they come at night, and they take it, the bandits that come at night. I always thought the listim were gazlanim. But here is, Gemara's thinking now, making a distinction, and that listim are ganavim, because they come in hiding. Okay, so Gemara says, mani. So who's our Mishnah like? Our Mishnah says that there was Stam Yeish, both by the Moches and by the Listim. So both by Ganav and by Gazlan. So it's neither Irab, Mani. Who's our Mishnah like? Irabon and Kasha Gazlan. If it's Rabban, it's Kasha the Gazlan. Why is the Moches to say Stam is Yeish? He's a Gazlan, Rabban say a Gazlan. There is no Stam Yeish. The Rabbi Shimon, the other way around, Kasha Ganav. It's a Kasha Ganav. Why by the Listim is there Stam Yeish? So Gemara says, so Bishma Ula, it makes sense according to Ula, the Amr B'Yadua Kane, we're talking about a case where we know for sure that the Bailim were Mesiyayish, which is not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah doesn't say that we know for sure. Right, so Bishma Ula, the Amr B'Yadua, Hachanami B'Yadua, you have the case of B'Yadua, but Dibre Kol. El Rabba, the Amr B'Yadua, Nami Machlokas, according to Rabba says, even by Yadua there's also the Machlokas, then high money, Loka Rabban and Loka Rabban Shimon. And it's not like Rabban, it's not like Rabban Shimon. So Gemara answers, no, we can say our Mishnah is B'Listin Mizuyon. We're talking about real listim that come as, so it's both cases of Gazlanim. They both come with Koach. The Rabbi Shimon, and our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, who says that by Stam Gzela there is Yeish. So Gemara says, I hachi hainu gazlan. So what's the difference between Listim Mizuyin and a gazlan? They're both gazlanim. So he says that Trey Gavne gazlan. Come and teach us the two types of gazlanim. There's a gazlan who comes by himself, and there's a gazlan who comes with a gun. So that's the two types of gazlanim. Both cases are gazlanim, so it goes like Rabbi Shimon, Stam gazlan, there's Yeish. So, now we're going to try to prove Ula from another Braisa. Tashma within a Braisa. Haganov, the Hagazlan, the Onos, all of them. Haganov, Hagazlan, the Onos. It says, Hegdesh and Hekdesh. I don't know how that works. Don't we say that you can't be makdish? Because zebra feels in a shalom, zebra feels in a reshuso. Hekdeshin, hekdesh, utrumasun shuma, umaisrosun maiser. Right? Because we're saying that there were kona be yeh, he was the ganav, and the gazan is kona be yeh. So the Gemara says money. Again, same question. Irabon and kasha gazan, irab shim and kasha ganav. So fishlam alu ula da amr biyadua kane hachanam biyadua, vadivre kol. He. El al rabba da amr biyadua, nam machlokas, hamai, lo rabban and lo rab shimon. Because we both have ganav and gazan in both cases. It's going to be the same answer. So hachanam, you've been listed in Mizuya and rab shim and he. They're both gazlan, cases of gazlan. I achi, haino gazlan, list him and, the Ganav and the Gazlan, the same thing here. Trey Ganav and the Gazlan. The two types of Gazlan, one who comes with a weapon, one who comes by himself. Nevertheless, they're both considered Gazlanim, and therefore Stam Yeish by those, Stam Gazlan, there is Yeish according to Rav Shimon. The Evi's Ema, or if you want to be Docha the Raya from this Brisa, or you could say, Haimas Nisa Rebihi. This Brisa goes according to the Shita of Rebbe. The Sanya, Rebbe Amma, Rebbe says, Ganav ki Gazlan. A Ganav is like a Gazlan when it comes to Yeish. So the Gemara assumes to have a stuff. What does that mean? Ganav Kigazlan is like Shimon, and therefore Stam Yeish, or Ganav Kigazlan like Chachamim, and not Stam Yeish. We'll see in a second. The Kaimalan, the Meskan of the Gemara is Kigazlan Reb Shimon. Is that it's, Rebbe says that a Ganav is like a Gazlan Reb Shimon, and therefore both of them, Stama, there is Yeish. Let's turn to Amud Beis. Whoa. Okay. So, Gufa. Go back to the text. Rebbe Omer ani ganav ki gazlan. This is going to go pretty quickly because it's pretty much the same shakla bataria. Rebbe says a ganav is like a gazlan. So ibayluhu ki gazlan the rabbanon kamar. Are we saying that Rebbe says a ganav is like a gazlan the rabbanon, and therefore just like stam gazlan lechachamim, there's no yeyush bailim, so too the din by stam gneva the lo kani, and therefore there's no koneh because there's no yeyush. Odiyama ki gazlan the rabbi shimon kamar. Or do we say a ganav is like a gazlan like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore bekani, just like a gazlan has yeyush, there's yeyush by a gazlan, there's yeyush so too by the ganav. The Gemara says, brings a riot from our Mishnah. Tashma. Matlu Moksin Chamoro. Right? The Moksin took his Chamor and they gave him a different one. The Listim took his Ksus and they gave him a different one. These, they belong to him because the Kustama there's Yeish, we say over here. So Mani, who's our Mishnah like? E Rabbanon, if it's Rabbanon, Kashla Gazlan. Then why does by the Mochas do we say there's Yeish? Because they don't hold by this Yeish by Gazlan. E Rabbi Shimon, Kashla Ganav. Then there's Kashla Ganav by the Listim. So he goes, so, I amar bishnla Rebbe ki gazlan the Rebbe Shimon ka amar, but maybe if you hold that Rebbe says that a ganav is like a gazlan of Shimon, that a bailam have yeish both by a ganav and by a gazlan, and therefore kani, so hai money, who's the Mishnah like? Rebbe. It's like Rebbe, umishim hacha kani. That's why both by Moksen and by the listim there's yeish. Ele I amar ki gazlan the Rabbana ka amar. If you see that Rebbe holds that a ganav is like a gazlan of Rabbana, therefore there is no yeish, right? Velo kani, then hai money, then who's our Mishnah? Lo Rebbe, Lo Reb Shimon, Lo Rabbanon. According to Rebbe, no, there should be no Yeish in either case. According to Shimon Rabbanon, they only Nivadav and Gazlan for each of them is a kasha. So it must be that Rebbe holds that Ganav Kigazlan of Reb Shimon. Okay? The Gemara says, no, that's not a Raya, Hachamai Skinon, the list in Mizuyan. Again, we're dealing with list in Mizuyan, so they're both cases of Gazlanim, and Reb Shimon here, and it's a case of, and it goes according to Reb Shimon, Yehachi Haino Gazlan, Tri Gavni Gazlan. Okay. So we still haven't proven yet what Rebbe, who Rebbe, what the God of Kigazlan of Rebbe, is it like Rav Shimon, or is it like Chachamim? So Tashma, next Brisa, same Shakmataya, Hagana ve'agazlan ve'anas hekdeshon hekdeshu trumasan truma, umaisrosan maiser. So money, who's the time of this Brisa? E Rabbon and Kasha Gazlan. Why is there Yeish by the Gazlan? E Rav Shimon, Kasha Ganav. Why is there Yeish by the Ganav? So, I amar bishlma ganav ki gazlan Reb Shimon kamar. If Rebbe says that ganav ki gazlan means like the gazlan Reb Shimon, and therefore there's yeish by both, mishum hachi kani. That's why there's kone, because both the ganav and the gazlan there's tam yeish, and that's why they're both kone. But el I amar, if you say ganav ki gazlan the rabbanon, haimani, who's the time of this brisa? Not Rebbe, not Reveyer, not Chachamim. So it must be that it's Rebbe who says ganav ki gazlan. Ganav is like the gazlan of Reb Shimon. So Gemara says, no, we're talking Ken, the list in Mizuyan, the Reb Shimon he, Yehach and the Gazlan, Trey Gavni Gazlan. Same thing. Just both of them, both these cases are Gazlanim. It goes like Reb Shimon who says, Tam Gzela is Yeish. So now the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to be post-shake the suffix from the Gemara that we had on Kuf Yud Aleph. So Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rabba, Rav Ashi said to Rabba, but the problem is over here, is that Rabba lived many years before Rav Ashi. So, you can either say, so the Yavit says that it's, you can either say it's a different Rabbo, but in the Dikduk De Sofrim, it changes it to Ravina. Because Rav Ashi is at the end. Rabba is at the beginning of the Moraim. So, Amalei Rav We'll go to Dittu Kesofer. Mavlei Ravashi L'Ravina. Tashma, I'll prove you from here. The Masni Rebbe L'Rebbe Shimon Berei. Because Rebbe said to Rebbe Shimon, his son, right, we had in the Mishnah previously that said, Hagozel U'machel Ezbana, Ve'iniach Lefneyem, and your Peturim Yishalim, and you gave it to them, your Pater to pay, to pay. But, Im Hayer Dover Sheish Bo'achrayas, if it was, we thought originally it was Karkov, you had Dover Sheish Bo'achrayas, then they have to pay it back. So the Gemara explained, Lo davar sheyesh bo achrayas mamash. It's not really that they left him karkos. El afilu paro v'chor yesh bo achamar mecham rachar v'chayiv mahachzir. Why? Even these things, that it's clear that it was stolen, they're still chayiv to pay. Why? Mipnei kvod aviyam. Because everyone's going to now say that your father was a ganav or a gazlan. That's the reason why you have to pay. Taimah mipnei kvod aviyam. The only reason why they have to repay it is because of the kvod aviyam. Had it not been for the reason of kvod aviyan, they wouldn't have to pay. Why? Because the mustama, they were koneh with the yeyush. But I don't understand here, there's yeyush and shinui rishus. Because they went from the gazlan to the, if you hold that the yorshin or shinui rishus, there's a possibility of an extra step here, of a shinui rishus here. Okay. But, mipnei kvod aviyan, high lav kvod aviyan, then lo, they wouldn't have to repay. So the proof is that there must be that they were koneh because of yeyush, and therefore Rebbe's the one that's talking here. So you see from here that Rebbe says stam gzela is yeyush bailin because that Mishnah is talking about a gazlan. So shma mina Rebbe gazlan the Reb Shimon ka'amok shma mina. But you hear my question? I don't think it's congruous. This the case of Kufir Aleph had his yeyush, and then it went from the gazlan's rishus to the yorshin's rishus. So maybe you have to say that the Gemara here is holding that the Rishus Yarshim is not a Shina Rishus. That's given that when it was a Machlokas there also, whether it's a Matana or not. I don't know, I just don't think it's exactly parallel. These Gemaras just confuse me, because you have all these different combinations that we think are the rules, and then you have bring these other Shitas that seem to violate those rules, and then we're using that to be proof from other places. Okay, that's why you have to spend more time than Daf Yomi learning these Gemaras, or learning any Gemara. Okay, next case, the Mishnah said, V'chein nechil shel dvorim. We said also by the swarm of bees, if there's yeyush, they belong to the other guy. So my v'chein, what does the Gemara say v'chein? What's v'chein adding? Why do you have to say that that's the same din? What's the difference between nechil shel dvorim and the other cases that you had to say v'chein to teach us this din? So hakika amar. This is what it means to say, afilu nechil shel dvorim, the kinyan the rabbanim hu, even a swarm of bees, which owning the swarm of bees is only a kinyan the rabbanim, because I guess you can't do a real Pulos Kinyan Doraisa on the swarm of bees, right? Afilo Nichil Shal Dvarim, the Kinyan the Rabbanan who, the Tzalkotai, the Chamina, you'd have had the Hamina to say, Hai Kevan the Rabbanan Ba'amo who the Kanile, right? Afilo Stama Namimi Aish, that you would think that since it's only Kinyan the Rabbanan, so therefore it's easier for me, once I lose it, I'll have Stama, I have Yeish, because I know I don't have a real Kinyan. So come on to teach me, Kamash Malan, Im Nisyayu Shal Bailam, In Ilolo. Come to teach us that even though it's only a Kinyan the Rabbanan, you have to be for certain that I had Yeish. You can't say Stam Yeish, even though it's only a kinyan derabbanan. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Nemenis, right, he said in the Mishnah, Nemenis isha v'katan to say, the isha and the katan are nemenis, or neman, to say that the swarm came from this guy's place, property, and therefore it belongs to him. So the Gemara asks, isha v'katan b'nei edus ninu? They're possible edus. How can they give testimony that we can accept to tell me from which rishus the swarm of bees came from? The Gemara answers, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, hach b'mayiskinam, what are we dealing with over here? Kigon shahayu ba'ilim mir dofin acharehem. The owner is chasing after the swarm. Usually the other way around. Usually the bees are chasing after the people. Here the owner is chasing after the bees, and therefore, right, and so there's raglai. Number one, there's raglai and ladavra that belongs to him. Why else are you chasing after bees? It's not the normal thing to do unless they belong to you. And also, ve isha v'kata misichan lefituman, v'omer mikan yotza nichilzeh. Not that they're giving testimony. It's misichan lefituman. They just stop giving the story. They see the guy running after the bees. They just talk to anybody. Hey, look at that guy running after the bees. So they came from his field. He's chasing them down. Not that they're actually giving testimony. They're just in the midst of conversation. That's when they're believed. So now we talk a little bit about misichan lefituman. So Amar Rav Ashi says, Ain Mesiach Levituma Kosher. An Adal, a person who's Pasul Edus, is not going to be Kosher for Mesiach Levitumo, Ella Edus Isha. Only by an Edus Isha to tell me that Mes Baila to allow her to marry somebody else because of Mishume Guna. Right? So that's the only time Mesiach Levitumo is going to work. Go Vad. Now, don't we have the din also in your Isaiah that you can give the right, you can taste it. So, I mean, they ask over here also questions, but they don't ask by that. But that's Mesiach Levitumo, that's a guy we even, some, I mean, we don't do it nowadays, but Right, but we still believed him. Okay. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ei Meisich L'Bituma Kasher El Eidos Ishul Vilvad. So Amar Le Ravina Rav Ashi below, and that's the only place where Meisich L'Bituma was believed. V'harei Nechil Shel Dvorim. We have the case right here, the Nechil Shel Dvorim. We say Meisich L'Bituma is believed. Right, Harei Nechil Shel Dvorim, Meisich L'Bituma Hu. It's Meisich L'Bituma. So Gemara, so Rav Ashi answers, Shani Nechil Shel Dvorim, the Kinyan de Rabbanan Hu. No, there we could, that's only a Din de Rabbanan. But by Doraisa, it's only by Eidos Isha. So he says v'doraisa lo, and by dita doraisa we don't have a case of Meisich L'Bituma that he's believed. Let's look at the following story. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ma'aseh Adam Echad. There was a person, one guy, Shai Meisich L'Bituma, who's just stopped telling a story. V'Omer, and he said, Zacharuni Shani Tinok. I remember when I was a baby. Umur Kravani Al Ketepo Shel Abba, and I was riding on the shoulders of my father. He took me out from school, and he took my clothing off, and he put me in the mikvah. Why? In order to eat truma at night. So this guy's trying to show the story is showing that he's a Kohen. Rabbi Chanina Messiah Behachim. Rabbi Chanina continued the story. The Chaveirai B'deilim Imeni, and my Chaveirim would separate from me, because they didn't want to be metame me, obviously, that's why they're separating from me. V'hayukorin Osi, and he used to call me Yochalan Ochel Chalos. Yochlan, the guy who eats the chalos, meaning chalos no makrish from the Isa. So ve'eluhu Rebbe l'kahuna, and based on this Meisich L'Bituma, Rebbe allowed him to eat to become a kohen. He eats truma and he's a kohen. Meisich L'Bituma, being a kohen is allowed dina d'oraisa. So Meisich L'Bituma works according to d'oraisa. So halu Rebbe l'kahuna al pim. So the Gemara answers, no, Rebbe didn't say that he can eat truma. It's only truma d'rabbanan. Well, you can eat truma de rabbanan. What's truma de rabbanan? Either it's truma b'smanaseh, or it's truma other than my dagon tiros, right? And yitzar, other peros. But it's not din. He didn't make him a kohen for dina de raisa. So shalom now, can you do meisich l'bituma to make someone a kohen nowadays to get an aliyah or to duchen? Are those de raisas, those de rabbanans? How would that work in b'smanaseh? We don't ever say yes, he's a kohen. He doesn't have. You're giving the aliyah, but that's what I'm saying. Now, but there we're talking about the havamina was that we made him a kohen to eat truma, which is a din d'oraisa. The maskana is you can't be machil somebody. You can't be if you eat truma, you had to eat kohanim yuchasim, not kohanim muchzakim. You had to be yuchustik to eat. Now we just have kohanim muchzak. So for the rabbanon of getting the aliyah and duchening. What's the big deal? So he won't walk into the cemetery, okay? So he can't fly in the LL planes that fly over the cemetery. But to eat truma d'oraisa, to be mocked, to give him something like that, you can't do that. It's chayav misa, right? Eating truma, if he's tame, it's gazar can't eat it. But the maskana is like you're saying. Maskana is no, we do believe him because we're talking about the rabbanon cases, not about the d'oraisa cases. Gemara says Vakati, but still I have another. So you tell me there's no case of Doraisa Meisich L'Bituma. Vakati still the case. Vakati Doraisa lo. Vaha, let's have the following case. Ki Asa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Ravchana Kartigna. He said the name Ravchana Kartigna. Vamila Rav Acha Kartigna Mishtai. Maybe he said it himself. Maisa Baltnei Rav Shuman Levi. Maisa came in front of Rav Shuman Levi. Amalei, and some say Maisa Baltnei Revi was in front of Revi. Betinuk Echad, a young guy, Shai Meisich L'Bituma, was just telling the story. Amar, and he said, Ani v'imi nishpein u'levein olichavim, that we were taken prisoner by the Goyim, but nothing happened to my mother. Why? Because every time she yitzah, she lishov ma'ayim daiti al imi. We'll call it eitzim daiti al imi. I was with my mother the whole time. She wasn't defiled at all. They see a Rebbe al-piv l'kahuna, and Rebbe then allowed her to marry a Kohen, because we're assuming that she wasn't defiled. So Gemara says, not b'shivuya hekelu. B'shivuya, they were making a Meisich L'Bituma, because it's only a suffix. It's only a suffix whether she did it or not. So there's no case where Meisich L'Bituma works on a d'oraisa level. I still think there is by the Kvela case, by Yoredeya. I don't know, Rabbi Shravi, you have... I think there is. Gemara says there's not, so obviously I'm wrong. So we have to figure out what the difference is. So, next case. Mishnah says, Abalo yikots esoko. The Mishnah says, when you're going in to get your swarm of bees, you can't chop down the branches on manas to pay for it. But Rav Shimon ben Osho Broka says, you can even knock down the trees on manas to pay. So Tanya, we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Yisrael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Morocco, Albert, Tanai based in it. So Tanai based in it. So Tanai based in it. So Tanai based in it. You're allowed to go into your friend's field, the Kotze Socho, and chop him down. Shel Chaveiro. Lahatzi les Nechilo. In order to save your swarm. Because if you take one by one, you're going to lose all the bees. Right? And the Baal Sadeh gets paid, you got to pay whatever, it costs $100, you give him $100 worth of bees to pay him back. Tonight Basin, another Tonight Basin, who? Two people walking on a way, and one's coming with wine and one's coming with Dvash, and the Dvash is obviously more expensive than the wine, and the Dvash barrel opens up and starts spilling out. So you have Shofech, the Baal Yayin should support, you should Shofech Yeno, and Meitzel of Tushana Shokhaveh, you should pour out your wine and save the Dvash of your friend. You take the value of your wine from the dvash. Another case is Another Tanai Basin is there's two people walking on the way. One of them has pishtun, and one has flax, and one has branches. And the chamor who has the pishtun dies. So shiyei mifarikas eitzav. You should, and the pishtun is more valuable than the wood. So take off your eitzim. V'toin pishtun al shachaveir. And put the flax of your friend onto your chamor. V'notel demei eitzav mitoch pishtun al shachaveir. And you take the value of the wood from the pishtun of your chaveiro. Shal menas came, because on these conditions, hinchil yoshul yisrael es haaretz. Okay. We got to the Mishnah, so we'll stop here. Have a good day.